This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Some good news and bad news about the ongoing construction of LA's subway system.
Unfortunately, it's pretty common for transportation projects to run over budget and behind schedule.
LA City firefighters come out with the truth about last year's destructive fires.
I haven't really spoken much on it because it kind of sits heavy with me that nobody listened to me. And I haven't seen anybody step up and take responsibility.
And the Los Angeles Unified School District have found themselves in quite a predicament.
For now, questions remain about what comes next for the nation's second largest school district.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, locals. I'm your host, Denitris Chevis-Rose, and I thank you for tuning in to the LA Local for Friday, February 27th, 2026. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Now, locally, we've got a lot going on. But first, we take you to Mid-City. I've been wishing for the day until I no longer have to sit and sweat on the 10 freeway in traffic to come to work. And let me tell you, that wish, well, it has finally come true. The latest extension of the Purple Line subway, also known as the D Line, has been set to open May 8th. Extending the train route from Koreatown to Beverly Hills. The good news is subway riders now have a solid opening date to look forward to. The bad news? The entire subway route won't be finished for years to come.
The extension from Western and Wilshire Boulevard to La Cienega and Wilshire Boulevard with 3 stations along the route is set to open on May 8th. I asked subway rider Duke Lee his feelings.
Are you smiling over that?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
But when I told him about the delays in completing the project to the west side, the mood changed a little bit.
Getting all the way to West Los Angeles, that's going to take almost till 2028.
Yeah, but that sounds about right. I mean, nothing comes overnight, right? So that doesn't surprise me, but hopefully it comes sooner than later.
Those delays, unfortunately, are typical of LA's transit projects, according to Jacob Wasserman, research program manager with UCLA's Institute for Transportation Studies.
Unfortunately, it's pretty common for transportation projects to run over budget and behind schedule. They're contracted and subcontracted and sub-subcontracted. And so agencies don't have the expertise in-house to make projects happen on time, in part because they don't do it often enough.
Wasserman says the one thing that may push for quicker completion of the Purple Line is that the 2028 Olympics will be here in less than 870 days, and not having a subway stretching to the Olympic Village at UCLA by then would be a transit nightmare and a publicity debacle the city and the MTA are looking to avoid.
Subway riders are thankful but still confused on why this is taking so long to complete.
Anthony appreciated the news of the opening of the extension, saying getting from Koreatown Station to La Cienega and beyond had been very frustrating.
It's definitely longer. You got to get off. It's crowds of people. You got to wait. You know, the weather changes because you're going from the subway to the surface. So
this woman was looking forward to not making a transfer.
It is a really big pain. It actually discourages me from making the trip.
Really?
Yeah.
But virtually all of the riders I spoke with found it hard to believe it was going to take until almost 2028 to get the Purple Line all the way to Westwood.
I've been hearing that they're pretty behind schedule. I imagine they're trying to get it finished for the Olympics.
Yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
You think that's the motivation?
Of course.
The D-Line is set to run all the way to the Westwood UCLA neighborhood, and with around only 128 weeks left until the Olympics comes to LA, hopefully the entire project can be done in the near future. Now, to take a few steps back away from the future, we were reminded of last year's fires this week when audio and video have surfaced of local firefighters coming clean about what actually happened the nights leading up to the Palisades fire. During the early hours of January 1st, 2025, the Lockman fire ignited in Topanga, and because it wasn't initially put out well, this small fire turned into the much larger Palisades fire. An LA City firefighter on the scene of the Lockman fire says he was disappointed the department didn't stay to properly mop up the hot spots that would later spark the Palisades fire. Our Steve Gregory has reviewed materials featuring firefighters who were on scene.
Firefighter Scott Pike says while he was picking up hose the day after the Lockman fire was put out, he knew there were still hot spots that needed attention.
I saw light smoke on the ground. I saw branches that were smoking still, and I could smell smoke, and there were, I would say, several smokers. In that immediate area, I'd say there was like a handful, like five, but that's a lot to me. It's just an indicator that stuff's still hot.
While Pike was picking up hose, command staff were talking to someone from State Parks, LA City Fire Captain Tommy Kitihata.
It's the Topanga State Park is their dirt.
Do you remember speaking to anyone from State Parks, the state of California, including John Oda?
Yes, sir.
Kitihata says he was told by State Parks employee John Oda that state staffers would continue to patrol the area for any problems. But the whole thing didn't sit well with firefighter Scott Pike.
I was already working overtime because nobody else wanted to work it. So a lot of people were like, let's just get this hose picked up. That was the sentiment I was feeling. Like, we have orders. I haven't really spoken much on it because it kind of sits heavy with me that nobody listened to me. I felt like I got kind of blown off a little bit, and I haven't seen anybody step up and take responsibility. None of my leaders, none of the city leaders, nobody.
The testimony was given during depositions in late January as part of lawsuits filed by fire victims against the city.
LA Mayor Karen Bass has responded to this news as well.
Well, I definitely thought it was very alarming, but it really just reinforced my desire, as well as the chief's, to get the independent investigation. And we know that it's underway, and that is the Fire Research Institute. That's the independent investigator that Governor Newsom had employed to look at the fire overall. But remember, they were focusing on January 7th. But the chief ordered them to go back and include the Lockman fire. And so I will look forward to their independent analysis.
This investigation will likely focus in part on whether or not the Lockman fire was burning in an area that was under California's responsibility. 3,000 people who lost homes in the Palisades fire have put Los Angeles in hot water with a plethora of lawsuits. Honestly, it seems like the entire city of LA has found itself scorching in hot water lately. Specifically, the Los Angeles Unified School District, whose superintendent Alberto Carvalho has found himself under intensely critical observation after the FBI raided his home and office this week. The LAUSD Board of Education wasn't sharing much during their meeting yesterday regarding what's going on. Our Natalie Tavidian shares all that we know as of now.
This all began Wednesday when federal agents served search warrants at Superintendent Alberto Carvalho's home and office. 6 hours after that, the school board planned a special meeting. They spent hours behind closed doors, meeting both Thursday and Friday. Now, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho has been placed on administrative leave.
The Los Angeles Unified District Board of Education today unanimously voted to place Superintendent Alberto Carvalho on paid administrative leave pending investigation, and named Andres Chait as acting superintendent effective immediately. Again, the vote was 7, and that's unanimous. That's all I have to report, and Board President Schmurlson has something to say.
Yes, I know that this is a very challenging time, and I want you to know that the board believes in you, supports you, and knows that you will all continue to do your very best to support the students and families of the district.
Chait has been with LAUSD for 27 years and currently oversees school safety and operations. Chait is also a district parent and a former local district Northeast superintendent. Board members did not disclose any details about the investigation, and Carvalho has not been charged with any crime. This is a temporary leadership move while the investigation continues.
Even though the FBI has yet to charge LAUSD Superintendent Carvalho with a crime, this week's search of his home and office has put him under a cloud of suspicion. Another suspicious school figure was uncovered in our local area at a Calabasas private school. The teacher has been fired and arrested under allegations of inappropriate behavior. John Baird has more.
People were just learning about the case. Some were stunned over the allegations that a male teacher at Viewpoint has been accused of inappropriate behavior. School officials say when they learned about it, they immediately launched an investigation, called the sheriff's department, and the teacher was taken into custody and terminated. I was talking to one man who coaches basketball at a different school. He just shook his head.
When you hear such accusations, are really wondering what's going on in our society and community at this point in time.
Are you surprised to hear that? What do you know about the school?
Viewpoint's a very good school. I know quite a few people who work there. It's an outstanding school. It's a private school. It's always shocking to hear accusations.
The case is being handled by the Sheriff's Special Victims Bureau. We've reached out to them. We also reached out to the school. A Viewpoint representative sent a statement which says they're working closely and cooperating with law enforcement on the case. And as far as they know at this moment, the allegations of inappropriate behavior do not involve any physical contact.
The teacher was in possession of obscene material with a minor, which is always extremely alarming news for a school community to hear. Some residents in the community of Anaheim are alarmed at the news of a local conservative group planning to invade Disneyland this weekend, Saturday the 28th. They go by the name 805 Patriots, and they've blasted their event all over social media, marketing it as the Disneyland MAGA invasion. Described as a family-oriented meetup, when I reached out to them earlier, they noted that they are not trying to cause any problems. Their main intention is just to have a good time. Our James Tuck talked with Charles, the founder and organizer of 805 Patriots.
So I know you're kind of billing this as a Patriot Day, right, at Disneyland, but I've seen it being described as a MAGA takeover.
No, it's not a takeover. I probably shouldn't have used the name invasion. I just chose it because I thought it would be a very viral title to get people's attention and grab it. I came up with this idea back in like 2016, 2018 or something. Just have a bunch of patriots go to an amusement park, support America, support our president. And it was never for just Disneyland. It was for Six Flags, Knott's Berry Farm, Universal, or Disneyland.
So tell me about tomorrow, what people are going to be wearing. You know, everyone knows that hat now, the red hat with Make America Great Again.
Everyone's going to be wearing their red hats. I know a lot of people are going to be showing up wearing their Turning Point stuff, Second Amendment, veterans. You're allowed to wear whatever you want as long as you're a patriot. I've already told all of my people we're trying to be there as peacefully as basically your best church behavior. We're paying customers. And we're just going to have a good time with everyone, and we want to just wear what we're proud to believe in.
And you're not expecting any trouble tomorrow. I mean, you're not expecting you get to the ticket gates and they say, oh, no, 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 you've got that hat on. I mean, that's not going to happen, is it?
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping that's not the case. I mean, I have friends that work in the parks, and they say as long as we're being peaceful and we're not yelling or debating or causing a problem or causing people to look at us, whatever, we're fine. It's a First Amendment right. We're not trying to go to get a rise of people. We're just going to have a good time.
Although, for what seems like a good time for them, might not sit well with other Disneyland visitors. Big thanks to James for conducting that interview. And thank you to all of our phenomenal reporters. And thank you, locals, for tuning in to my edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. This is Denitris Chavez-Rose, and I encourage you to stay cool and stay local.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is streaming on Prime Video March 20th. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.